Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. In our devotional today, we like to continue to consider the answer to prayer for a dead son. First Kings chapter 17 gives to us an account of a tremendously answered prayer in that a request is made for the Lord to hear concerning a son who had died. And there is but one request that this person wanted answered. And the Lord, of course, is hearing the prayer of Elijah who prayed for this widow. 1 Kings 17:24, and it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. Elijah had been cared for by this widow. The Lord had provided for him through the home that the widow had and through the cruse of meal and oil that was there. So she was cared for, the son was cared for, and Elijah was cared for. But the day came when the son died, and she said unto Elijah, "What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God?" You know, many people ask that question, but they're not asking it in the sense that this woman is asking. They're asking it in the sense of saying, well, I have my life to live, and I don't want to be involved with the things of God right now. I don't want to stop having my fun, so what have I to do with God right now? I'm young, and I've even had them to say that to me. I'm young. I've got my life to live. And I ask the question to such a statement is that, do you know of any young people who've ever died? Or some have said, I'm healthy. I mean, I don't need the Lord. And I ask the question, do you know of any people who have been well and have died? There are others. I'm not in the hospital. I'm fine. Do you know of any people who died without going to the hospital? Well, the scriptures tell us this in this case, that this woman said, O thou man of God, what have I to do with thee? So she was not saying, I don't have any room for you right now. So the people who make those statements need to be brought face to face with the truth that we know not when the sands of our hourglass are going to run out. We have that idea somewhere in the back of our heads that when the sands run out, we'll just simply turn the hourglass over. We know not that there are but a few grains left. The sands have flowed freely through the hourglass, hour, and turned over again and again, giving more hours. And we think that we can certainly turn it over again. And we look upon life many times as being like people who are watching television programs. Don't like the channel? Switch it. Don't like the program? Switch it. Well, this life you have, you'll never get another one. There's nothing like this one. The one you're in now, the life, the breath that God has given to you now ought to be used for serving the Lord. She said when her son was found dead with no breath in him, What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? And then she goes on to qualify the statement. Art thou come to call me, or to call to me remembrance of my sin to remembrance, and to slay my son? Now her problem was that death had overtaken her child. He was her only son to provide comfort for her in the state of widowhood. Now he had been fed miraculously by the presence of Elijah and Elijah's God. He was, however, not secure from sickness and death. Now the miracle that God's people have known is the miracle of the new birth. Now does that secure us from any frailties of human life? Is there any assurance to us that we will not experience in this life the same things that others in this life experience? Well, we'll never feel the fires of hell, and that's in the next life. But there are times when the Christian can even be made to feel all alone. But we are never abandoned, even though we may feel that way. What do we do when those times come? We must go to see what God the Lord, our Savior, the Lord Jesus, has said about that situation. When the storms are great and we feel that we are left to navigate the storm on our own, we must remember the Lord has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He'll never abandon us. And when the nights are long and it seems like the light will never come, we must remember he is the Lord of light. And when there is no food, we must remember that he's the bread of life. Just because we're Christians does not say to us that we shall not experience the things of the world. We are assured, however, of his presence in this world. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.